Blog Talk Radio.
How many times I gotta prove that shit? That I'm beyond it. And why you BED? I'm coming up with the hot shit. And my team, yeah, we real thick. That New York click. And the smoke is all around me on some puff shit. You get it clear, man, I don't smoke shit. But I'm high in this bitch. I'm high in this bitch. Cause I'm flying this bitch. With a kick game so crazy, I can supply in this bitch. All these girls calling me honey like a beehive in this bitch. I'm here trying to prove that shit. That I live that shit. I rock that shit. I beef that shit, oh yeah, I cool that shit. I smooth that shit, I ooze that shit. Can't lose that shit, that's right, I dare many niggas on the regular. Beep, 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 you challenge me on the beat, must be out your chegula. CIB with the bars, all up competitor. Cut niggas out like an editor. Rumble in the jungle like Ali, yeah, I'm your predator. Cause I'm smooth, motherfuckers, can you hear me? Coming, I'm swinging, all you niggas don't fear me. Fear me, fear me, fear me, fear me, like some D's in this bitch. Put a D in your chick, and I do it just for kick. Cause I'm cool like that, I chill like that, I rock like that, I hit like that. That's right, I kill like that, I'm built like that, I'm street like that, I eat like that. You heard I'm dope like that, I walk like that, I talk like that, I'm hot like that. That's right, I'm real like that, I grill like that, I'm trill like that, I'm ill.
Yo, what up? What up? It's your boy, Hollywood.
And what's going on? It's your girl, Judy Blue.
Judy!
Yes, honey, we here.
What it do? What it do?
Yes.
Sunday.
What's going on, everybody? Happy Sunday. Happy Sunday.
What's today's day? February 24th. We're about to be at March. That means spring is in the air.
I was February 24th already. It feels like I was just opening Christmas presents last weekend.
Facts. It's crazy.
Ooh.
Black History Month almost over. And what a Black History Month it has been.
No. Absolutely
Jeez.
Not.
This probably went gone down as the worst Black History Month.
Nuts.
In U.S. history.
Nuts.
You know, everything is in U.S. history when it comes to,
right.
to media reports, no matter what it is. They find some way to make it the first or worst. Crazy.
Nuts.
How was your
so
weekend?
My weekend not even done yet. But it was you're not even saying nothing. I'm like, stop making me laugh.
Right.
Anyway, yeah, how was your weekend?
It was pretty cool. What did I do? I went to a party last night, a surprise birthday party. Those are always good. Those are a friend of mine. I know. You see, the thing is, I know your will situation is a little different now. So, that's why. That's
my
story. Oh, yeah?
My brother was by you at the time.
Okay.
So that would have been the reason we came home together. So
true. This happened though. It wasn't even in this area. It was in I don't even know what you call this area, but like Crown Heights probably. But yeah, it was a surprise birthday party for a friend of mine, and that was pretty cool. What else happened? I did something else. That was it, actually.
Okay.
But What are we going to be talking about today? Yeah. Jussie Smollett. We talking about still. There's been some new revelations, including the fact of him being charged with filing a false police report and some other stuff. And the latest, as of 3:05 p.m. Sunday, we also talking about R. Kelly. Last week we talked about this new video that surfaced that they were saying will possibly fall into the statute of limitations, some shit. Well, they got him.
Oh,
and he turned himself in. He has now been charged as well.
They'll tell him they was coming, so.
One way or another, I'm going to find you. I'm going to get you.
Remember that meme? They had Bill in jail calling R. Kelly like, I heard they coming for you next.
Just a shame. Shame. 10 counts of sexual abuse he was charged with. But again, charged and convicted are two different things. So I'm not even going to like say anything other than that. We'll get into more details about what he's talking about in a minute. Another Robert has been arrested. Or wait, what's he? Yeah, he has been arrested. Robert Kraft. He's the New England Patriots owner. The old white guy with the white hair. If you don't know him, you've probably seen Cardi performing Super Bowl weekend and this short white hair guy bouncing around on stage with her. That's Robert Kraft. So he's been arrested. And a Florida prostitution sting.
Oh, my goodness.
He was paying for the cooch.
What's wrong with paying for the cooch? Like, I don't understand. Like, what's the problem?
I want to say I heard something about trafficking and all that too.
If it's just paying for cooch, like, come on now. Why you hating? This man just look like he about to go any day now.
Word.
And he can't pay for no cooch.
77 years old. His money is long.
He want to pay to play. The fuck.
What else we got? Bernie Sanders, another old white-haired man. Wait, do he even have hair? He got a little hair there. He's coming back for what was taken from him. And what year was that? 2016, when he ran for president. He's running again, 2020.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he has a chance. But let's start with Jussie Smollett. Before that, for anybody listening, 646-716-8544. Call us up if you want to chime in on anything we're talking about. Press 1 if you happen to be on the line already. We also got What Blows Mind later on. That's the part of the show we say that one thing that just gets under our skin, irks our nerves. Question of the day: can Jussie Smollett still have a viable acting career after the arrest and backlash that just happened this past week? Let us know. Judy Blue, what do you say to that?
I have to say right now, maybe not. Nobody's going to touch him right now. But somewhere down the line, he might be able to get, you know, come back from that. I mean, a lot of actors, actresses, artists, you know, done did some crazy shit and came back from it. You know, so I can't say he's over. I can say for right now, yes, for right now, temporary. But he got to redeem himself when he do come back.
Yeah. I say it depends if he's exonerated, which I'm hoping that happens. If he's able to, like, prove that the cops did some cop shit and framed him or planned it, whatever, or he just show evidence that he didn't do what the cops are charging him with doing.
Right.
I think that's the only way that he'll still be able to. Because on some worst case scenario, if it comes to be 100% true, that he did what they're saying he did, I don't know if he'll be able to have a career after that. But I'm still feeling like he's innocent in this situation. Let's get into that, though. So the cops charged him with filing a false police report and paying the brothers to stage this whole attack. They claimed that it was because he was dissatisfied with his salary at Empire. And then another story said that it was because he felt the letter that he received didn't get enough attention. So he wanted to up the ante, is what they accused him of doing. And first of all, let's just start there. What did you think when you found out that he was charged and had to turn himself in to the police?
Well, when I found out, I was just laughing because it sounds crazy. Like, there's too many stories. You know how they say, well, every time the story reaches another ear, it changes?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I feel. But first of all, everything that he's doing could be just part of a cover-up. This shit looks so crazy, especially with that letter. When I saw that letter that came to the studio, I was cracking.
Like, what
up
in
the
movie studios?
Right. Like, who can do this?
They did it old school movie style, cut out the letters from magazines, because that's the way that they won't know who wrote it. Like, you can't detect the handwriting behind that.
And they did it with gloves on. And drew that picture with the markers, with the thing, the person shooting the other person. I was like, this is crazy.
Like, what, 4-year-old?
Like, this is crazy. So I'm like, all right. Because I'm listening to your point, and I'm listening to my common sense.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't say, because you have some valid points. I can't say, like, you know, what if I feel like he's guilty or not. So I just want to see it play out. It's
yeah,
hilarious.
When I first seen that they charged him, it didn't make me think nothing that he was guilty or whatever. It just made me think, like, wow, that's crazy. But the people, if you looked at the comment section of any post that reported on this, they immediately was crucifying him. Instantly.
Wow.
It was as if it was facts, and I hated the way the media was reporting on it. I hated the way the cops was doing their press conferences on it, because they was stating it as if it was whole facts, as if he was guilty, charged, and convicted already. It was...
Right.
Jesse did this. Jesse wrote this check. Jesse called the brothers. Jesse planned this XYZ, and that was it. And then the whole media ran with this, and the people started like, oh shit, look at this. Wow, that's crazy. Like, kick him off the show, cancel the show, like, just mad stuff. And I'm like, yo,
that's crazy.
These are just accusations. He's just been charged. There's a difference between being charged and being convicted. They could charge you with anything.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that when you go to trial, that's the point of going to trial or whatever. Like, when Jesse is able to present his defense,
right,
then we can judge based off that. But you can't just say, oh, because they charged him that he's guilty. Like, that was the dumbest shit in the world. But that's how everybody was seemingly feeling. And it was just... That was crazy to me. It was like he was guilty, convicted. Like, it was nuts. And I still feel that he was the victim. I feel like, I don't know what's going on, but I feel like they ran with this case too fast.
Probably because he said that maggot shit.
Exactly. I felt the same way. That is because... It had he not mentioned Had it not been the whole MAGA situation and they had on a MAGA hat and they screamed MAGA country, I don't even think the story would have got as much attention as it got.
Right.
I think that they were trying so hard to prove that
it wasn't
MAGA supporters would never, that they put out this information. However way they was able to get it, they was able to, like, they wanted to say, to prove this is what happened, and he staged the whole thing, like, crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
And that could be the whole that could be the whole reason behind all of this, because of that right there.
Yeah.
Because of that. That could be the whole main reason why he's going through what he's going through, because they could be behind it. All this confusion, like, what? Trying to make the guy say that they he paid them for that.
Right.
That's just
crazy. And I was saying that the this is Chicago, the same state where Kanika Jenkins, they still don't know where how she get in that freezer.
Mm-hmm.
No one knows, but they figured this case out in rapid time.
Right, still don't know who's
already in front of a grand jury. Right.
Look,
like,
they don't want to make the same mistake with this gay Tupac.
But they figured this shit out already. Open and shut.
I'm telling you, wow.
Like y'all crazy. So now I'm seeing today. Now the media want to start reporting on in Jesse's, not in his defense, but presenting his side of things, saying like, oh, he has mm-hmm. evidence that will prove that he didn't do this, including a text thread, which is what I was waiting to see, not just the brother saying, oh, he paid us. Like, y'all got to have some more than just that. So now they're saying that there's a text thread. They're saying that the check that the cops claiming that he used to pay for the attack, they're
mm-hmm.
saying that it was for training. The brothers, he was, they saying Jesse was preparing for a music video and he wanted the brothers to train him, a 6-week intensive, like, training program, and that's what the check was for, and that's what the check had written on it. The cops was trying to say that he backdated it to cover it up, but why can't it just be that he wrote it on that date? And that
right.
it was for training. Like, y'all want to prove so bad that he paid them for this attack. The brothers, I'm reading, testified to the grand jury that the check payment was for training. You never heard that in the media when they was reporting on this. Never
no,
did
I heard
you
that.
Hear.
I did hear that because I said it on the show. I said it last week.
I never heard that. And all the
I
stuff that
it.
I was reading, I never seen them say the brothers testified and said the check was for training. They just
oh,
were saying that the check was
testified,
for...
testified, but they,
yeah.
I did hear them. Yeah.
Now they're saying that after the public done got their mind made up on Jesse
mm-hmm.
already. It's,
right.
it reminded me of the Hillary and 45 election time. All of this momentum was gearing up, and it was seeming like Hillary had this in the bag. It was like maybe a week before the election, if it was even a week. All it took was for 45's people to put out that the FBI was investigating Hillary. Just that a little bit of doubt alone was enough for the people who might have been on the fence to say,
mm-hmm.
oh, hell no.
I'm
and then it turned
it.
Out, and then it turned out that the investigation was like nothing. It wasn't even what they made it out to be, but that shadow of a doubt was enough. What I feel cost her the election. And it's the same. I feel like this is the same type of situation.
Mm.
People got their mind made up right now.
Right. That's crazy. Well, that's how crazy. It is. Like, we're going to see what's going to happen. I can't even say nothing about this case no more because it's like it's always twists and turns with them.
Yeah. So the next court date, Jussie's due back in court. I want to say it was like March 14th or something like that. I could be mistaken, but it was definitely. Yeah. He's out. He posted like, I think they said 10% of a bond. The bond was like $100,000 or something. He posted the bond. And so he's out. And he got to go back to court, which is when he will present his side of
this
things.
This sounds like some Empire shit.
Empire is actually coming back next month, too. And also, behind this, they decided to cut Jussie from the last two episodes of the season. They were already filming, and they just had two more episodes left to film, and they decided to, like, not have him in the last two. So it's not to say that we won't see him when it premieres. But the final two episodes, the finale and the one prior, he's not going to be in it at all.
Do better, people. Do
crazy.
Better.
Terrence Howard, his dad on the show, finally broke his silence about it, and he's 100% supporting Jussie. He said that the Jussie I know could never even conceive of something so unconscious and ugly. His innocence or judgment is not for any of us to decide. He says, stay in your lane. And my lane is empathy and love and compassion for someone I've called my son for 5 years. It's God's job to judge, and it's ours to love and hope, especially for those that we claim to have loved. He said to Jussie, all your little homies got you. We love the hell out of you. So they're definitely still supporting him. But the media tell
That's
it, though,
crazy.
He's like, the studio is considering writing him off and all this extra stuff, which is not even the case, but we'll see how this plays out. I can't wait for the court date and the evidence that Jussie presents. I hope he got some Annalise Keaton type of lawyers on deck.
Facts. I'm going to see what happens.
Yep.
That's
Let's move
crazy.
On. Still in Chicago, though. It's a busy week for Chicago. R. Kelly. 10 counts of sexual abuse. He was charged $100,000 bail, and he's still in jail. They saying he was unable to post the bail. Yeah. That's 10%. Because it was 1 million, so 100,000. Right.
They finally got him.
Crazy. But again, charged, not convicted. But what do you think about him being charged and turning himself in?
Let's see what happens because this is not the first time and he got out, so.
Right.
You don't know with these people. I was watching the R. Kelly, I was watching the Boondocks the other day, but it was an R. Kelly episode. It was so crazy. You need to watch that. You need to Google, look that up and watch that. It's hilarious.
The Boondocks?
But, yes. But I was like, that's basically what really happened. Like, the evidence was all there for him to go to jail, and he still beat it. Watch it, though. But I
all right.
Crazy.
I think
he has a fetish for young girls, and that's it.
Yeah. I definitely believe that. I'm definitely feeling like he has done a lot of the things that people are saying he's done. Whether they, not the underage girls, but the older women, whether they like consented to it and all of that, whatever they're saying, I don't know. But yeah, I want to say he even said it. Well, that's what people were saying, that he said that he has like a not necessarily a fetish, but that he can't stop like videotaping and stuff like that.
That's just how he lives. That's part of his life. Like, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that this is going to turn out the same way it turned out all those years ago when he got off.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to the O.J. Simpson situation where they're going to get you one way or another. It don't matter for what.
I'm going to get you.
Urination. No pun. One way or another, they're going to get you. So.
Worse, they got O.J. for stealing his own shit.
Right.
What?
Your man's Bill Cosby is in jail right now. Like,
Bill.
Let that sink in if it hasn't already. They're going to get R. Kelly. This is going to turn out the way a lot of people want it to turn out.
It's wild out here.
Super wild.
Shit, crap.
Yo, I seen a screenshot. I seen a meme because the internet is always undefeated. They said, imagine you won the prison talent show 6 years straight and then you find out R. Kelly is coming in.
Yes. I
said
that.
He said the prison talent show.
For 6 years.
Yikes.
I seen one that said R. Kelly in jail, Jussie Smollett in jail, Suge Knight in jail, Bill Cosby in jail, and Suge Knight booking show.
What?
Suge Knight booking shows for them. But, Bill Cosby.
Oh, okay. Damn.
That's crazy.
They're going to get you.
That's
Meanwhile,
crazy.
I'm still
That's
waiting
crazy.
For them to get the other guys. The other.
Right, what happened to Harvey?
I'm still waiting for them to get those guys.
Why nobody going on? Why there ain't no Lifetime series about that? Surviving Harvey Weinstein.
We just want equal opportunity. Jail. That's what we want.
Right. Exactly. This nigga was giving people the Lord's dick, you know, when he had HIV.
Damn shame. Damn shame. Yo, random, but since we're talking about the comparisons, when the Jussie situation happened and he was charged, the picture of the woman who accused Emmett Till of whistling at
mm-hmm.
her, and
mm-hmm.
then she later came out and said that she lied,
mm-hmm.
that picture started floating and people was like, why y'all at it? Get her too. Because I think she's still alive,
yeah.
That lady.
I thought she died.
Keep that same energy. I don't think she died. I'm gonna look it up, but I think she's still alive.
That's crazy.
I don't care if she's 95.
Throw her ass in jail.
105.
Mm-hmm.
Throw her ass
what?
In jail. Let's move on. So another Robert Kraft, paying for the cooch. This man's like a billionaire.
Like, why? Who cares? Why is that an issue that he want to pay to play? People do it all the time.
I think the issue may be the trafficking part more so, even though prostitution is illegal. But I think the trafficking part is what makes it worse. Because I just immediately think of, like, the movie Taken or something, where they got these women like blindfolded and in like dark rooms and just having them transferred out in the back of vans with no windows to take them to the next John. Like, that's
now,
what I imagine.
That's a different story.
That's what I imagine it to be. And so, damn. And it's crazy because you're a billionaire. I'm reading he's worth $6.6 billion. Like, your money is long, long. Like, what happened to, like, the regular ways of, like, on it, going on a, getting somebody to send somebody over to you, like, pay them on the low? Like, I don't know, like, why it had to be the whole trafficking, like,
right?
Because that makes me think you was making money off of it more than, I mean, as well
or
as paying for
bringing
it.
Them to him, or they was bringing them to him. The bodies that were being trafficked, he was bringing them to him. I don't read that story.
Like any woman, not any woman, but there's a lot of women who would probably sleep with him just because of his money.
Who he is, right.
And to feel like you had to resort to prostitution and trafficking is crazy to me.
Yeah. That's crazy.
But I'm not surprised.
I need to hear the story, so I need to hear the story. I need to hear the story and not just the headline, because that's all I read was the headline.
So now I want to see how the NFL deals with this. If they vote him out of the owner's situation, however that works.
Right.
Or if he'll still be able to be an owner.
Right.
Of the team. I want to see how the NFL handles this. We'll see. Once again, 646-716-8544. Press 1 if you happen to be on the line already to chime in on anything we're talking about. Let's move on to your man Bernie Sanders, another old white man with white hair.
Another old white man. I need me an old white man with some money. Is anybody out there? Can you hear my cries?
Bernie Sanders, yo, he the same age as Robert Kraft. What a coincidence. 77 years old, and he's running for president, coming back for what was his, what was taken from him when he didn't get the nomination to be on the ticket. Hillary got it, and a lot of people was upset.
Right.
A lot of people felt like he was the savior who we were missing. And when he didn't get on the ticket, they said, F this election. We're not voting for Hillary Clinton.
Another reason why we got what we got.
Mm-hmm.
If people
I think he has a shot.
Went to vote the way they got up to see Black Panther, that nigga wouldn't have been able to.
They say Bernie Sanders raised $6 million in the first 24 hours after he announced his campaign.
For this campaign?
He's excited. No, this one.
Wow. That's dope.
People are excited. I feel like he has the biggest shot. And as long as, because there's a lot of people that's in there. There's Cory Booker, Jersey, threw his hat in there, Kamala Harris. There's a few other women who threw their hats in there, but I feel like Bernie, given the history and how excited people were in 2016, I think he has the best shot at taking 45 out the office.
Especially what we had to witness the past 2-3 years, whatever.
Yeah.
Maricón.
45's out of there. I think he knows
Maricón,
that.
Maricón,
I think
Maricón,
the only way that 45 will be able to maintain and get a second term is if they do some cheating shit at the polls.
Again.
Because I think even the people who supported 45. He lost a lot of those people with his antics. He still got a solid fan base. Don't get me wrong. He still got a lot of red hat wearers, a lot of people who are on that side. But I feel like he lost enough to get kicked out and be a one-term president.
He's definitely lost his because, you know, Trump used to be with a lot of celebrities.
Yeah.
They definitely can't stand his ass now.
Yeah.
Alone.
So.
Used to see Trump in certain videos or used to talk about him. Now nobody don't even want to talk about him. They call him 45.
It was only because of the money. Despite him still being 45, we just didn't know him. He still was that Donald. We just didn't know him. His true feelings, his racist ways.
Let's say mental state.
Yeah, we didn't know. We just knew he was the guy who built hotels and had this wealth. And helicopters flying around, and like probably that main guy that we knew in terms of wealth.
Yeah, a lot of those buildings.
A lot of people was like trying to like emulate that or just be around and be a part.
A lot of those buildings that he has his name on don't even belong to him. Like, he just basically stole his name. Did you know that?
I did not, but I know it goes down like that at times, so yeah.
Mm-hmm. In the city. Trump.
There was a building I heard was trying to vote to get his name taken off. They didn't even want no parts.
That's crazy.
And then he ran for office, and we found out he was grabbing girls by the pussy.
I heard he grabbed, allegedly, he tried to grab RuPaul by the pussy.
What?
Allegedly. This is a story that I heard, and when he found out it was a poll.
Wait. Surprise. Like, what? How does that even? Because RuPaul is probably one of the most famous. What's the correct term?
Back in the days. This was back in the days,
like,
though.
Drag queens. RuPaul is one of the most famous drag queens. So how can you, like, not
that
know that? Like, that's crazy.
This is back in the days. This is back in the days. Yeah.
Crazy.
Some
I'm just picturing the scenario.
Some celebrities are not
really
aware of others, you know, and so they meet in a room at one point.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So that must have been.
They be in their own bubble, in their own world.
Right. That must have been the meeting point at that time, if the story is true, because we don't know if it's true.
Yikes.
But I did hear that.
Yikes.
Try to grab a bite. Ding dong, surprise.
Alyssa said R. Kelly is broke, can't post bail.
Yes.
I heard you wouldn't even think he was broke because of how his catalog of music is. Like,
what?
It's crazy.
Shit, I'm surprised it still ain't spiked. Give him some extra money.
Imagine not being able to post bail and you are Kelly.
Yes.
Like, what?
He
does own his music.
Wow.
Crazy. Have you been watching How to Get Away with Murder?
Oh my God, I probably missed the episode or two, but yeah.
Yo, that shit is getting like crazy.
Crazy. Watch it.
Like,
I'm gonna watch it.
That's probably one of the best shows on TV. Top three for sure. How to Get Away with Murder. So let's get ready to get into what blows.
Vanilla, you say it now. Vanilla, cause still not here.
What blows? 646-716-8544. Let's get that theme music. Blah! Part of the show, we say what gets under our skin, works our nerves. What have you saying, bruh? Really? 646-716-8544. Press 1 right now.
Bruh.
Judy Blue, do you have something?
I don't know if I said this before, but, like, hanging out with somebody who's already been drinking and you sober as fuck, oh, my God. Like, every little thing they say makes me mad. Like, listen, I got to either catch up. Right, I got to either catch up or go home because right now that shit is so aggravating. And then I just be looking like, damn, that's how we be acting when we drunk.
I fell out last night, speaking of drinking, and I don't really drink like that, and I definitely never been drunk, but one of the things that happen when I do drink is, well, there's a few things that happen, but one of them is I could get sleepy, depends on what I drink, but when I came home, like, I woke up in the middle of the night, laid across my bed, pants halfway down.
What?
With not like naked, but you know, with I had on my long johns, but cause the thing is, I don't like sitting on my bed with my outside clothes on, so I always pull them down some if I'm gonna sit on my bed. So I ended up falling asleep like that, just like laid back I woke up, and just looking like if I wasn't home. You would think someone, like, took advantage of me or something.
Oh,
like,
what
the fuck is this guy doing here? But, yeah, so I think that was a effect of the alcohol, though.
All right, well, let's keep that going. You know what I hate? With these blow of mine? When I be drunk and I get up the next day and I don't remember how I got home, I just be thankful that I'm there.
Man.
Like, oh, shit,
that's a good night.
Then I gotta start looking through my phone, looking for clues.
looking for clues. Yikes.
Mm-hmm. Word.
Different.
Like, damn, what did I do last? How the fuck I got home? You know, just be that text, like, call me when you get upstairs. But somebody text that, like, oh, shit. They won't be home.
Crazy.
That
shows that you have some good people around in those situations. Good trusting folk.
When you mad drunk and the room is spinning and you lay down. And you like, please, God, just let me live. I ain't going to do this again.
Can't relate. I've never been there. That's crazy.
I'm like, please, no. please let me get through this.
Help me.
Please, God.
Help me.
I will never do this again. I will never drink like this again. But they say, like, when you get like that, you're supposed to sleep with one of your legs off the bed and one of your arms off the bed. I'm like, you're drunk ass, go fall off the damn bed. How are you supposed to do that?
Yikes.
But, yo, so you've never been drunk yet.
Nah.
Damn.
I hear that, like, Gatorade or Powerade, those type of drinks, help, supposed to help with
that. Them, yeah. Last week, as a matter of fact, I went out with my friends, my Harlem friends. We was at a spot out there in Harlem. And, yeah, I didn't even know we went to a second spot.
Damn.
It was like, yeah, you was about to fight this lady in the other spot we went to. I was like, another spot?
Yikes.
Another spot? Oh, yeah, I was like, wasted. I didn't
another
even know.
Another spot?
I gotta look through my phone and see. Oh,
you know what
God.
Blows my... Because I said this before, like, I like to support black businesses, particularly, like, independent brands. Like, brands I see on Instagram, they might not have, like,
right.
wild follows, but their stuff is dope. So, this one person I wanted to get something from, and I reached out, and they said they should have it by X date. So, now, like,
right.
a week or two pass, and I'm like, yo, this nigga ain't hit me up. So I hit him up again, like, yo, what up with that? He's like, oh, I'll have it in like 3 days. Now it's been like another week. And I'm like, I should not have to keep hitting you up. I shouldn't feel like I have to chase you to give you my money.
You ain't pay for it, right?
No, that's the thing. I'm trying to like put money in your pocket. Like, why do I feel like I have to chase you to do that? That's crazy to me.
That's a fact. And
like,
I'll be saying the same thing. Like, I'm paying you.
It's
for
like,
you
got to take my business elsewhere. And that's the same. That's the very reason why I don't have the same barber I had. Because I can't feel like you're not doing me no favors. Because that's the type of energy you should have if you're doing somebody a favor. Like, oh, it ain't nothing. Like, I'm trying to pay you for a service. Put money in your pocket. You claiming you got a business. Like, I'm trying to help you out.
Right.
Like, come on, son. That blows my.
Ooh. Like, why the fuck do we have to chase you? Like, we asking for stuff for free. I ain't asking no
right.
discount. I'm just trying to buy the product.
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's how I feel. Like, if you feel like my money is not good enough, then you know what? You don't need to have my money then.
Exactly. Take my talents to South Beach.
Word. Because I don't sell drugs. So this money is well earned. So I shouldn't give it to you because you're not appreciating that I'm a customer. You're fucking off brand shit, man.
Oh, man. Last call for alcohol, 646-716-8544. Press 1 right now. Let us know what blows yours, what gets under your skin, what irks your nerves. You got anything else?
Nope. Other than that, I'm good. I want to continue my weekend. I would like to continue my weekend.
I'm good. So we're going to get ready to get up out of here. In the meantime, in between time, facebook.com/Hollywood and Friends Radio. On Instagram at Hollywood and Friends. HollywoodandFriendsRadio@gmail.com. Judy Blue. Where are you?
Judy Blue. Where are you?
We have some work to do now. Yo, you seen the meme, random sidebar, they put Jesse face on the in the Scooby-Doo meme?
Yes. Oh my God. That's crazy. The internet wins again.
Undefeated.
But you can find me here every Sunday at the same time. Judy Blue on Instagram, JUUDYBLU. Judy Blue on Facebook, Judy Blue on Snap. And yeah, that's it.
That's it. Oh,
no, YouTube, Hampton Blue. What is it? Hampton Blue Girl. Network on YouTube. Check out our challenges. And our little mukbang. Spicy Noodle Challenge. Guess the chocolate bar. You know, a couple of videos or whatever, you know.
Whatever. See our faces and all that. Follow me at I Am Hollywood, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at I Am Hollywood. Follow our producer, Stacy, at Hampton Blue and at Hampton Blue Network on Instagram. Like Judy just said, youtube.com/HamptonBlue. We up there. Like, comment, subscribe, all that good stuff. I don't know how you're listening right now. iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, app, Blog Talk, whatever it is. Thank you. We appreciate it. That's it.
That's it, Papi.
Next time we see y'all, it'll be March, right? What's next Sunday's date? Is it March yet?
Not yet. Next Sunday,
oh, no.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, it will be.
Next Sunday will
spring
be
March. Spring is in the air. Everywhere I look around.
Meanwhile, it's still snowing. And like, this is crazy. It didn't even snow when it was supposed to. That blows my mind.
Yeah, let's keep that energy. We don't need it. We don't need that snow. That's it, though. We out. Deuces. Thank you.
We out.
Thank you for being a friend.
Oh, yeah.
From the bottom, now we're here, girl.
Oh, yeah.
This is my butt right here.
Hallelujah.